Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
But Rich Vierer also talks about when we speak these words out, you know, and it looses the Spirit of God to begin to do the things that God wants to do, it attracts things. It attracts, I mean, we're attracting one thing or the other, but when we're speaking what God says, we're attracting the will of God here on earth. As a matter of fact, take a look.
Yeah, you know, Christmas Day, I woke up with this vision, and the voice of the Lord spoke to me and says, I'm releasing the law of attraction over my people. So I sat down, and I've never heard that before. And as I'm getting off the bed, I heard the verse that says, he that has, more shall be given. And he that don't have, what he has shall be taken away. So I'm going to the bathroom thinking like, what in the world this means? And the Lord just downloaded information. And he says, we're living in a season where all the seeds that have been sown, and I'm not just talking about money, right, prayer, faithfulness, people that stuck to church faithfully, all the seeds that we have shown in love, in kindness, this is the season that God is going to literally activate it, that is going to come back to us, the seeds that we sowed.
Yeah. Okay.
Not just financially, but also includes financial.
This is so important. And so even though you might be feeling bad, say, you know what? I'm feeling good. Even though your account may look low, you say, I'm blessed and I'm highly favored. And that this is the year of wealth transfer, as we talked about, as Pastor Kilpatrick from Church of His Presence talked about. And wealth is being transferred. The wealth of the wicked is stored up for the righteous. And I'm righteous in Christ Jesus, not my own works. And begin to take these literally a pill, a gospel pill every day. Mm. Begin to confess what God's word is, because we're always moving something. We are attracting something. I think about when I was reading Bill Johnson's book it's called God is Good, Bill Johnson from Bethel. And he talks about that. Can you read that part?
Sure. Bill writes, the decree itself is important because...
It's just like speaking things out.
Right. The decree itself is important because some things don't manifest until they're spoken.
So that's important. So the language that we're loosing over these programs, and quite a few of them, is to get you. You may need to listen to these programs and watch them over and over until it's just inside of you. We're praying over these mm-hmm. words. They're invitations to come in. But speaking it out, it begins to activate things when we speak it out.
If we realized how what we say attracts spiritual reinforcements, angelic or demons, we'd be much more careful and watch what we say.
So he said the angelic or demonic was attracted by a word. So the law of attraction he's talking about. And so Bill Johnson's agreeing mm-hmm. with Rich Vierer and saying that, you know, we're always losing something. And the thing about it is there is no in-between between the demonic and the angelic. You know, demonic is fallen angels. So you're looking at God's angels are waiting for us to agree with God so they can move in our life to be able to do those things. And you don't even have to be seeing it, because faith is being sure of what you hope for and certain of what you don't see. It's being in agreement with what God says, and you'll see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living when you begin to get in agreement with what he's saying.
That's right. He goes on to say, we'll also be more deliberate in proclaiming what is true. God is in charge and longs to manifest his goodness everywhere.
So he's waiting to manifest his goodness when we get in agreement with
based upon what we declare of
right.
his word.
And in one area is healing. That's what Bill's talking about, Bill Johnson. That he just as much as he hates sin, he hates sickness. And how he dealt with sin, he also dealt with sickness. And mm-hmm. so he wants to heal folks. And we have to begin to speak out the will of God, that he laying hands on the sick wasn't our idea. It's God's idea. We're just obeying God and what he's doing. So you think about it, Bill Johnson was nailing it for what Rich Vierer was saying. Mm-hmm. And we just got to begin, you know, we're known by the confession that we have. We're not known by some hidden decision. We make a decision personally, but we live it out publicly. And so while we're giving you this new language for this new season is so you can begin to get an agreement with it. And I want to encourage, I don't care where you are in the United States or where you are in the world, get an agreement. God is shifting the world. A billion soul harvest is getting prepared to come in. It's going to take all of us to work together to be able to bring it in. It's going to be the most exciting days ever. A great release of wealth transfers coming so that the kingdom can be funded to be able to do these different things. And it's like, you know, I want to be available for that.
Amen.
I want to be a part of that. And I think about, you know, this is the year of breakthrough. But it's a year of breakthrough for you. If God's not going to sweep you off your feet with breakthrough. You're going to believe what God has said, and you're going to walk in and confess breakthrough.
That's right. And prepare for it.
Prepare. Yeah, exactly. The man who prepares for it is the man who actually believes there's breakthrough. Somebody says, well, I'll see if it's going to be a breakthrough. And it's like, you're probably not.
No breakthrough for you, buddy.
Because I see means there's no Hebrews 11:1, which is by faith.
Yeah.
Faith is being sure what you hope for and certain of what you don't see. So what God wants us to do is believe what he said. We're covering these words. I mean, begin to believe. Our next program, you're going to have to catch us in our next program because we're going to talk about, have you been praying for somebody? I'm like, for years, 40 years you've been praying for someone, maybe 10 years, maybe 5 years, and it just seems stuck and you don't know, you're about to give up and the Lord's going to, he's got a word coming this next program, you got to catch it, about how those lost loved ones, those ones that just seem stuck and their minds are stuck and their heart's stuck, God's going to break them loose and they're going to begin to, all these prayers that you prayed weren't in vain. The harvest is about to come in for these prayers just suddenly. And it's going to be so exciting because you've been talking to people and it just seems like there's like, you know, a wall, like you're prophesying to a wall, talking to a wall. God's going to change their heart. We're going to talk about the presidential election, what God's saying about President Trump and how even he's going to give him a heart about praying and being able to shift nations and just so many different things, and how we as Christians, we need to take notes on what God is doing in the world, because we'll communicate to the next generation what God has done. But I want to pray with you right now. Father God, I love you. We thank you, God, for speaking and your encouraging words, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, for Rich Vera, Lord, and for Cindy Jacobs, Lord God, and for Perry Stone, Lord, and for all who are boldly stepping up and just confessing and professing what you've released, God. We thank you that a cure for cancer is coming, that a cure for Alzheimer's is coming. We thank you revival is coming. And I pray for each and every one now, Lord, that you would stir their heart in faith, God, to be encouraged, God, to begin to confess these words in their life, Father God. Lord, we ask you, Lord, that you would end abortion.
Yes.
Send revival. Send a third great awakening, we pray, in Jesus' name. God bless. See you next program.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.